Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests onto the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. We've had guests on the show who have been district managers. We've had other Avon representatives like yourself. We've had authors and we've had life coaches and business coaches. And everyone comes on this show with one particular thing in mind, and that is to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. So if you have been listening to this show, you know that you know that the fourth Monday of the month, we invite Galen Clark to come on to the show to talk to you about skincare. So my computer is acting really, really slow, and it's just allowing me to log in, so just give me a few minutes. But then while we're waiting for me, my computer to pull up, if you have not done so already, I would like you to please like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And if you've missed an episode or you'd like to re-listen to a show, you may have missed something, or you want to share the show with members of your team, you know, follow the link. You can always go back. Every show that we have aired for the last 7 years can be found on our site. So give the computer a few more minutes. It is still thinking. It's been thinking all night, and I don't know why it's not. Oh, you know what I could have done? I can actually, if it doesn't come up in the next few minutes, I can actually patch Galen in through a conference call. So let me try to do that, because my computer is still, it's just thinking. I don't know, and this is a better position than it was before. But before, a few minutes ago, I couldn't even get in. So let me call Galen. Galen, if you're listening, I'm going to call you so I can patch you into the call. I apologize, everyone. Technical difficulties. So we're on. So we can begin.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, as Pat said, the one thing I love about this, and I feel very honored to continue to be on her show, is that you can always go back to these recordings if you need to help you, and if you have any questions. And everyone on this call should definitely be signed in to her Facebook group, because back there you can ask any questions that you don't get answered or someone doesn't give an answer to that you might have on her call. So that being said, we talk about skincare. Now, I am going to talk right now about what I've seen recently, because as many of you know, and Pat, I know you know too, Avon is having these groups where we're meeting and we're talking and we're discussing, because Avon wants us all to succeed. Right, Pat?
Absolutely.
So the thing that I'm noticing, and I've had talked to some representatives that I know about, is that if you are not plugged in, if you don't have this one thing, and I'm telling you, it's the only thing that you have to have, and it's called belief. If you do not have belief, not only in yourself, but in the product, in what Avon has to offer and what their skincare product and line is all about, then right now you should drop out. You should give up. Don't even bother trying. Because if you don't have the belief and you're going to question and you're going to down, that means that anybody can come up to you with an objection and you're going to believe it, or you're not going to be able to handle it because you have no belief. Pat,
Absolutely.
So I know this is about skincare, but I'm telling you right now, it's more than skincare. It's about belief and what you think you can do with your business. And listen, if some of you don't want to treat it like a business and treat it like a hobby, there is nothing wrong with that. That is what your belief is, and that's what you want to do. And no one can tell you what to do and not to do. But for those out there that want to treat this as a business, that means that you want to take and make this happen. You want to serve more people and help more people with a better skincare product that's less expensive than what is out in the market right now. Then what you need to do is to increase your belief in you, in this product, and in this company. And I don't want to hear, I don't want to see out on Facebook or on Twitter, or I don't want to be on a call and someone says, well, you know, my friend, I had someone tell me that it's cheap, or I have someone tell me, then you know what? It's not for you. There are enough people out there that believe in the product, and you need to believe in it too. Because I'll tell you something, when I hear some of these objections, the first thing I'm saying is, you show me one company that has been around for 130 years. Show me one. Show me one. I get so adamant and so upset because if you don't have the belief in what you're selling and what you're talking to people about and what you're using, then give it up, because it's a waste of time. I know I feel like I'm on a rant, but I have heard in the last 2 weeks, with all that Avon is doing to try and help their representatives, so many people complain and, oh, I have to learn more, and, oh, why do they keep on changing the product? Because times change.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Am I wrong?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hear people say, oh, my customers love that product. Why did they change it? Because the times change. That's why. And you need to tell that to your customer. If you go and say, I don't know why. I know everybody loved it. I don't get it. Guess what? That's not a belief. That's giving up. That's not trying to find something else that they could use that will help them. That's giving up. So if you're in any of these areas, and they're going to have some more, I heard, of these things going on, you need to get involved. You need
Absolutely.
To go to your back office. You need to read up about skincare. If you were going to college and it was a class and you needed to get a degree in that class, guess what you would be doing? You would be setting a time and saying, okay, I'm doing this part-time. I need to understand and know my product. I would set aside a half an hour every day, 45 minutes every day, whatever it takes to learn the tool. You know about it. You understand it because you don't know everything, and you don't have to know all of it. Pick one skincare product that you love and talk to your friends and family about that one. You don't have to know them all, but if you understand the importance of a skincare regimen, you would understand that you need to know as much as possible about skincare. And if you don't want to know about all the different skincares, there's places there on the website can do analysis for you. You don't even have to do it. But if you're not going in back office, if you're not looking at the website, which has changed now, and it'll continue to change, you need to do that to keep yourself up with the times so you can enjoy this and give the best information to your customers. Pat, am I wrong with that?
No, you're absolutely right. And like you said, and we're not the only one that makes changes. Every industry makes changes. I don't know one industry that has not made a change in their product line from the time they, from conception. Every company does it. You know, so we're not unique. Things change. Technology changes, and we may find something. Technology may show that there's something that works even better.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And these objections where I hear someone say, "Well, you know, My friend said that she likes Mary Kay because she doesn't like how the cosmetics, how it doesn't blend in her skin.
Yes, it does.
Did you find out what she's using, how she's using, or did you say, okay, or leave it alone? That means you didn't have belief in your product.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, Mary Kay people have belief in their product.
Absolutely.
I want to have belief in my product. And if you don't believe in the product you're selling, go find another product you have belief in. But don't talk down and don't talk down and don't tell me all these things that you think are wrong and then you think you're selling a product. Your friends pick up on that. They hear what you say. And you wonder why they don't buy from you. And now if you think, as an Avon representative, you just want to sell the jewelry and the clothing and the mark and the shoes, and that's it. There's no problem with that. That's how you want to run your business.
Right.
But you know that if you're making money, you want to make money with Avon, the money is in the skincare. Now, it's your option to learn about it or not. You don't have to because it's your business. And you can have your belief in whichever thing you want to do. But if you want to make money with Avon, make big money with Avon, you have to be understanding the skincare. And you have to be selling it. And I recommend, because just as you go into any store, if you walk into, and if you don't believe me, walk into Neiman Marcus, walk into Lord & Taylor's, walk into any of the Macy's that are left open, and walk into those stores and go into the cosmetic section and see how many of those people have their belief in their product and how much they're going over to you to try this and try that. And when they do that, how do they go about upselling you on something else? When you went in for a lipstick, next thing you know, they're trying to show you the foundation, they're trying to show you the concealer. Watch what they do if you're not sure. Try that. Just try that and see what they do. Commission.
You're so right. I have a girlfriend who works for Lancome, and you know, one thing they do is they try to get you in their chair so that they can do a quick makeup demo on you immediately, and then show you what they use, and then that's when you come out with a shopping bag that's of the product in which you purchase.
And if you believe
we don't
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think one of the things that we do, we live in a very fast society. Everything is like now. And I think one of the things that we've gotten away from as Avon representatives, we don't sit down with our customers. We don't sit down and show them, you know, oh, this is how you wear this. This is how this item feels. You know, we throw a book at them. We run into the next spot. And we're not doing quality. We're not serving the client. I think that's a big part of it. We're not serving the client anymore. We're running in and we're running to the next person, and we're throwing books at people. We're throwing books, we're throwing books on the door. We're throwing books on the steps. We're throwing books in their mailboxes. But we're not knocking on doors. We're not having a conversation. You're not saying to a woman is at the supermarket, don't just give her a book. Put the sample. Maybe put the sample. So can I try the sample on you? I know when I do demos at the stores I go to, when I demo the product, people buy the product. And when people tell you no, it's because they don't know how to use it. That's basically
Amen.
It.
Pat, you like 100%. Besides belief, we're not showing people the product, and we're not showing them the right way. You're right. We're trying to make this fast society. But I tell you, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And if you can show them that you care for them and you really want this to work for them, that you are trying to find the best thing for them, they will buy from you.
Absolutely.
She functions and she takes and she demos on people. They usually buy.
Yeah.
And they don't know what it is. They're not.
Yeah. And that's the difference between Avon and Mary Kay. They sit down and they do a makeup consultation. They sit down and they have a skincare consultation.
Okay.
And you know what? And their products are expensive. But you know what? They have the belief, like Gillen said. And the second thing is they're sitting down with their customers and they're explaining the product line. And they're showing them how to use it.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm telling you right now, you want the secret sauce to make your business take off? These are the secret sauce. You take 1 to 2 weeks of just trying to go on your phone or go into your back office, get those names of the people that you know who do skincare that you have not talked to in a while, and just ask them, listen, do you have a couple minutes? Saturday, can we meet? Or I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just want to show you something. And take the time to sit down with them and show them. Let me tell you something. I know everybody's life is fast-paced, don't have enough time. But listen, a woman would love to just take a couple, 15 minutes if you want to say that you don't want to make it a long amount of time, to take just to sit down to talk about herself and her face and her skin. Because nobody else is doing it because she's running her like crazy. Pat is so right. This is going back to basic of why Avon became the great thing it was. Because women went together and sat down with other women when they had no one else to talk to. They had their life was so scattered and things going on. There was a war going on. There was depression going on. All this stuff. But they had someone to talk to. Not only about their skincare, but just someone to talk to. And they would buy. So why are we not doing that? Why are we getting away from that? Because you know what happens? If we can't prove that that way is the way, and Ava believes that it is, and it could make it the best, because we are the first direct sale company there was ever, that they're going to pull out and say, well, nobody, they don't care. They don't care. So I truly believe in it. I have my belief in everything that Pat just said. Everything she said is so important. So important. If you want to keep your customers, make them happy. And you know what else they'll do? They'll recommend you to other people they know.
Absolutely.
Recommend you.
Absolutely.
You know, recommend you. Listen, I have right now, I know someone in my office. And the latest thing right now, Pat, it's one of these things. They call it the box. Where you can go into, I guess, I don't know if it's TJ Maxx. I don't know the store itself, but you can order a box for like $15, and they send it to you of like samples and maybe one real product, but you have to subscribe to it, and you get it like every month, a box. You don't know what's in it. You don't know whatever. So there I am looking at this girl at my job, and she's got two other people that have done it too with her, and they are getting a box. They're spending, I think it's $20. Don't quote me on it, but they're different ones. It's $20. They're getting a box of samples for $20, but because it came in a striped box, plain box, but it came to them, and they opened it up, and it said, thank you, and it's a bunch of samples. No products. They over it like as if God came down and gave them a gift, and they have to subscribe every month for a little sample of something. And I say to myself, like, really? Like, really? Now, if that could make someone happy, what would it be like if you told someone, listen, lunchtime, if you're working, if you're not working, if you go into the gym and you meet someone at the gym and you say, listen, do you want to have a cup of coffee? I want to show you some stuff that we're using that my company has that is amazing. Because we know posture is everything. If you're going like, could you please take a look at something for me? They ain't going to do it, people. Your stuff is top notch. And the thing is, and you let them know, when they say, how come I've never heard of this? You know why? Because Avon doesn't spend the money on advertising. We represent Avon, the representative. And that advertising money is what we take and make when we sell our products. So if you see a commercial with a product on there that's showing it, you're going to see it once and not often. Because Avon doesn't advertise. Not like Lancome or these other companies where they have to have this huge marketing budget. And that money, which you don't know it or not, you're paying for it when you got the product. So you think
Absolutely.
You're paying for a product that has all this stuff in it, that's great product. No, you're paying for the marketing that they have to take and put the expense back to the customer. That is a big part of what you're paying for. And the packaging. And all the other stuff that they have to take and pay for that. That Avon is leaving it up to the representatives to sell the products. So if you want to take and do it your way, which is have no faith, don't overcome objections when people complain about stuff. You're going to say, oh, I hear you. I don't understand why that is. You want to do that, you can go right ahead and do that. But if you think you're going to sell cosmetics or sell skincare and make money doing it that way, you're in for a shock. Give it up. It doesn't work that way. Pat, am I right? Am I wrong?
You're
because
absolutely
I've seen
correct.
It so many times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But Pat, you're an esthetician. So here's the fact that you're an esthetician and your belief in the product has to be pretty good. If you're an esthetician and you're recommending it to your customers.
I'll tell you that Black Mass, God, they never stopped that. I'll be finished. But I saw that Black Mass like it was crazy. And that thing's only $4. When you catch it on sale, it's like $4, $3.99. And that, you know, and the other thing, Gillian, and I'm not changing the subject, I'm on the same subject. But, you know, one of the things we don't do, because we're lazy. And Avon used to do it back in the day where they would have a comparison sheet. If you were to take that vitamin C, which I sell a lot of and I use it in my practice, if you look at that vitamin C and look at other vitamin C and look at the ingredients, it's the same crap. You know, but we're less money. You know, look at your prices. Look at the reason. Go into a Lancome. I mean, go into a Macy's or Neiman Marcus and browse and look at products that are similar to ours. Everybody now, the big craze is the vitamin C. So look at everybody's vitamin C's and see what's the difference.
So true. You're
price.
Price and marketing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I truly, truly feel that. I've been around a couple of Avon representatives, and I'm like, I'm just like, why are you doing this? I wouldn't even buy from you. I wouldn't buy from you. You'll say, oh, that they took that away. My customers love that. And now I lost all my customers because they don't sell that anymore. Are you talking about the replacement? Did you look to see what they replaced it with? Did you tell your customers that this is the changing times? This is good that happens?
And you know what? They don't just zap things off the market, you know, and replace it. What they usually do, they usually introduce a new product that's coming out. When those new products come out, you should start getting your customers on board then. Don't wait till there's no longer any more of that product. Convert them back then.
Exactly. And when you get into that what's new, how many people have a skincare party? You've got your friends together and have a skincare party. It doesn't have to be a big party. You can get 3 people together and that's a party.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a lot of people. How many people sat down with their, took a Saturday and said, let me go back to my back office and see what's there. And then whatever you look at and whatever you think is that one thing that you think is perfect, that Sunday when you went out, when you were out and about, did you talk about it to anybody at least once? That's another thing. People don't talk to people. And they see them every single day. If you're not talking about talking to get new people, new customers in, then that's the other thing. I mean, every morning when you get up, you say good morning to someone. You meet someone down. I have a cafeteria. In the cafeteria, I say hello. I tell somebody, oh, I love your jewelry. Well, what are you using on your skin? You know, and they tell me, oh, I'm not using anything. I was like, oh. So I'm using this awesome product. And I mention my products. Would you like a sample? Sure. That's how you're going to take and be. And I'm not trying to do it phony. You got to be real about it. You got to be really wanting to help people. Because here's what it comes down to. You have to be able to want to serve people. In today's time, if you serve people with their need, what they're looking for, you will come out ahead and you will win and you will make money. You're not selling people things they don't need. You're selling people things that you can get it for them cheaper
less expensive, better quality, or same quality, and they like it.
That's exactly right.
Yes, spring. This is spring. Now, you know, this is definitely spring is here. What are you doing to talk to people about skincare? What are you doing to tell people about their skin in general? You know, I mean, I saw someone, here's an example. I saw a gentleman, he works in the building, like, you know, doing, changing the lights and whatever, and he was doing something near my desk, and I said, wow, I said, this stuff must be crazy on your skin. And he's like, yeah, all the time. He said, look how dry my hand is. I was like, hold on a minute. Pulled out my silicone glove.
Okay.
I did a squirt in his hand. He said, well, my hands aren't really clean. I said, no, just try it. Just because his hands were all dried up. He put it on his hand. He's like, oh, my gosh. What is this? Silicone glove. He said, who sells that? Where can I buy that? I said, Avon. He said, can I get five of those?
I said, sure.
I said, are you going to be downstairs at lunchtime? Because I'm at work now, and I'm doing the right thing. I'm not selling while I'm at job. I walked downstairs with him. He pulled out his credit card, and we placed an order.
You see?
Okay. I didn't even have to take and say, I'll bring it in ourselves. He doesn't even understand how that works. I placed the order, and we want a silicone glove, five of them. So
that's amazing.
Tell you, you need to talk. If you go to the gym with people and you see someone and they're like, oh, their skin is dry, or they're, you know, you want to recommend something, say something. The worst they're going to tell you is like, oh, no, I use da 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 da. And you say, okay, are you happy with that? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's okay. But you'll be surprised how many people come up and say, what were you going to talk about? Because they want you to help them. And if you believe that you're helping someone and not forcing someone, I didn't force that guy to buy the hand cream. He's going to be happy about that hand cream. And I know he'll come back. I know it works. I use it. And he liked it. So he couldn't get a hand cream cheaper than what he paid for the glove. And it wasn't on sale.
Hmm. Wow. And I tell you something else too. You know, Gil. You know, I'm all over the place. I'm everywhere, and sometimes when I give my you know, I'll offer an Avon book to excuse me to a person, and they will say to me, "Oh, I sell Avon. Well, how the hell do I both know it? You're not wearing a button. You don't have a T-shirt on. You're not carrying Avon tote. You don't have a hat that says Avon. So how am I supposed to know you're an Avon rep?" Everywhere I go, I've never seen Avon representative. You know why? Because they're not wearing anything. They're not wearing a button. They're not wearing a T-shirt. They're not carrying a tote bag. And they're not wearing a hat. And I went to a meeting last week with Clarabelle and Marie Fallis, who is knocking it out of the park. She's made President's Club this last quarter.
Unbelievable.
President's Club. And Clarabelle asked her, what is one of the things that she's doing? And she said, and she pointed to her button. You don't see Avon represented. And that's what people tell me. Oh, I don't see Avon represented. No, they're there. They're just not wearing it. They're not wearing to let you know.
That's right. That's so true.
When I go to the gym,
I wear my cap. I wear my hat. I wear my hat. And people do ask you, oh, you sell Avon? Yeah. Do you have a book? I said, I have a book. I have better than that. Let me take your information, put you right now on my website so you can get a book sent to you via email. Really? Really? I said, yes.
You know, I'm sure almost everybody on this call has bought a car. And if I was to ask everybody to go outside and look at their license plate, whoever they bought their car from, license plate holder is on your car.
That's so true.
Peppy Mercedes or Teddy's Toyota. You know, it's on your car. People know the power of advertising your stuff, and we don't advertise. We're the biggest secret on the planet.
You're so right, Pat. You're so right. So if anybody gets anything out of this call, I'm telling you right now, you're starting a new quarter in the month of April. You still have a week left to April. Get out there and make a difference. Look at what your numbers were last year. Try to see if you can top that number this month.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Gillian, I think we're past the hour. I'm happy that everybody's on the call, and I hope you got something out of this, because what we're saying is really true. Think about, I think in our district alone, 2091, I think there's 400 Avon representatives.
Yep, just about.
And those people are in 2091, or just whatever district you're in, tell me how many people you see on the street that's an Avon representative, and you don't see them.
That's true.
So start wearing it. Start wearing your stuff, and start taking time with the skincare and sitting down with your client, because a lot of times they need to know how. It may sound simple. One of the things that I do in my practice is, it may sound simple to us, but when a person comes to me, I have a recipe sheet that gets each one of my clients. And in that sheet, it tells the individual when to use the cleanser in the morning and in the night, when to use the toner after the – we assume that people know this. They don't. They don't know when to use the treatment. They don't know when to use the moisturizer. They don't know which moisturizer is which. They don't understand that. We as educated Avon representatives, we know the cleanser, the toner, do we have a toner, the moisturizer during the day, moisturizer at night, and if we're going to do a treatment, the treatment comes before the moisture. We know that, but your clients don't. And so when they say, I don't want, the reason why they say that is because they don't know. And what they fall back on is things that are damaging to their skin. Oil of the lay, Noxzema. God, geez, I didn't think they still made Noxzema. Noxzema.
Ponds.
Or plain Vaseline. That thing clogged your skin just by itself. So, no does not mean they're not interested in your product. They just don't know how. So with that being said, Gillian, thank you so much. It was a great wake-up call for everyone. I hope people got something really out of it. We're not lecturing you, but we're just telling you, what it is, how it really is. People are not just saying no because they don't want to. They just don't know. And it's up to you as an Avon representative to wear your pride on your sleeve, wear your Avon paraphernalia so people know that you're Avon, proud Avon representative, and take the time and don't run away from them. Don't drop the order is like it's a hot potato.
That's true.
Okay. Okay, so with that, that's it. We'll see everybody next month. Okay, thank you so much, Gillian.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you. And thank you, Pat, for your leadership. And, you do so much to help so many representatives. So if anybody had any questions, you should be out there on her Facebook page and at, I'm definitely going to go out there and tell you thank you because you helped so many.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gillian. And thank you. We had a new person, a new guy. I don't even recognize him. A guy who liked our page between last week and this week. So that was exciting. I see a man. Okay, so with that, good night, everyone. Good night, Gillian.
Good night.